Welcome to Android Snacks.
Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. Let's get started. Our first blog post this week is A Beginner's Guide to Gradle by, and I'm going to delegate to Sheila on this one. Sheila, you're up.
Adam Harvey's.
Thanks, Shields.
Do not call me Shields.
In this blog post, we're giving a good overview of all the Gradly things you interact with on a daily basis and what they do. It's clear and easy to understand and includes some nicely annotated Gradle file examples for explanation. Next up, we have The Missing Guide, How to Use Dagger 2 by, and you can help me again, Shields.
What did I say? Gabor Verity.
Thanks, Shields. His blog post tries to break down the Dagger 2 implementation process into a simpler example with some useful hints and no coffee maker in sight. And finally, we have Creating an Instagram-like Animation with Stateless Animators by, last one, Shields, you can do it.
God damn it, I'm going to cut your balls off. Shay Chev Gandhi.
Thank you, Shields. We've shown how we can use a stateless animator rather than, say, a stateless drawable to get a similar-like functionality that you've seen in the Instagram app that's used for liking. Tools and libraries this week, Uber has open sourced their in-house cross-platform mobile architecture framework, RIBS. It aims to enable shared architecture across iOS and Android, ease testability and isolation, and provide an architecture that scales. We had Serial by Twitter, which is an open source library for serialization, which tries to solve performance, debuggability, backwards compatibility, and flexibility. That's the word. And finally, we have Grox from Groupon, which aims to make it easier to manage the internal state of apps and is inspired by Flux, Redux, Cycle, and Rx Managed State. There's a good accompanying blog post on how to use it and its concepts. Updates, we had Android Studio 3.1 Canary Free with some general bug fixes, and Android architecture components hit 1.0, except for paging. Only one bug fix was made between that and the RC1, which was to live data reactive streams. And lastly, other stuff. There were two new episodes of Android Developers Backstage this week. In the first episode, Chet and Tor talked to Alex Ruiz on Gradle, and in the second, Tooling Around, Chet, Tor and Roman talked to about even the new Android Studio 3 release, the upcoming 3.1 and Kotlin Conf. And we also had a new Fragmented podcast this week where Don and Koshik do a decompress episode and they talk about Kotlin and discuss day one of Kotlin Conf. That's it for this week. You can find us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find this week's show notes at our new website, androidsnacks.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week.
But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. I can't take my eyes off you. I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right.
Sheila, are you singing?
Nope.
Better not be.
Moron. I need you, baby, to warm the lonely nights. I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say, oh, pretty baby, don't bring me down, I pray. Oh, pretty baby, now that I've found you, stay. And let me love you, baby. Let me love you.